Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Are you involved in a business or thinking about starting one? Do you know there may be environmental impacts from business activities? According to the Environmental Protection Act of 1996, businesses such as gas stations, rice mills, large-scale agriculture and poultry farms, large-scale mining and forestry operations, hotels, and resorts must be authorized. Persons proposing any of these activities need to submit an application for environmental authorization to the EPA.
It was Independence Day the last time we visited Murondoy, and John, Coretta, Goldman, and Patsy were celebrating at the Boston restaurant. Coretta announced that she and John were trying to have a baby, and Patsy made very sarcastic remarks. They discussed the intended local content policy. Benicia wasn't feeling well, and Alonzo bought a pregnancy kit on the advice of the pharmacist, which showed that she was pregnant. Right now, we join John and Coretta.
John?
Morning, Coretta.
How come you wake up so early and sit down out here?
Waiting to see the sunrise. It's something I do regularly back home.
Oh.
Plus, I had some weird dreams.
About what?
Just weird. Come sit down next to me. Like you put on some weight.
Like you're trying to say a fat.
No, not at all. I love a woman with some meat.
Well, I must be pregnant.
Coretta, you really believe you could get pregnant for me?
How you mean? I make children already. So what different now?
Well, we're not exactly the youngest people, you know.
Miracles can happen, John. Have faith. I saw a woman in her 70s give birth in India, you know.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's very strange.
A lot of strange things happening in the world, babe.
If there's one thing coronavirus teaches us, is that the world could be a strange place.
John, you think this pandemic can ever be over?
Babes, I don't really know. I just want people to stop dying.
Me too. We really got to consider ourselves lucky that we survived COVID.
You know how many times I gave up on life when I been in there?
Me too.
You know, it's upsetting that some people still ain't taking this thing seriously.
I agree. But I got hope, man.
Well, we got to have hope. If we give up, hopelessness will kill we, not corona.
Exactly. But although people dying, more are surviving.
Well, that is true. But when you survive this thing, who knows what kind of long-term effects you can have. I hear some people organs damage and all of them things.
Yeah.
So the best thing is to avoid catching this thing.
Gosh, I just want things to go back to normal.
Things ain't gonna ever go back to the way it was before COVID.
It looks so.
We might get to a point where we be able to move around more freely, go outside without a mask, not have to physical distance, no more curfew.
But
this pandemic gonna leave a permanent fear in some people. It's like it gonna leave you in a state where you always cautious.
Well, caution is not a bad thing, right?
No. Hopefully the world becomes a better place because of this.
Granny, you see, since we fired the cashier, is more money we making?
Who know how much money to get teeth from we, Unique? Anyway, Shagan and God is good. But I'm gonna ask you, when you plan to apologize to Goldman?
I'm gonna do it, man.
Look, he coming now would be a good time.
Man, don't put me on the spot like that, Granny.
Unique, you was quick to accuse the man. Your apology should be just as quick.
All right.
My lady, I got the ice.
Just throw it in the freezer, my love.
All right.
And when you're done, Unique won't tell you something.
Granny!
Is that so?
Yeah.
Okay. Phew. Where is it?
Unique?
I wanted to apologize to you, Mr. Goldman.
Apologize? For what?
I found out who was stealing from the restaurant.
Oh. Okay.
It was the cashier. That's why she's fired.
Oh. Such a nice young woman is a thief?
So when you feel sorry for Magadag and then turn around and bite you.
Anyway, my apologies for accusing you.
Apology accepted.
Boston restaurant. This is what y'all do with the cashier.
I'm the cashier now. Something you need, Sister Patsy?
Y'all got black and white pudding? Let me get a serving of each.
Excuse me a little bit. I'm going to buy a Daily Million.
Coleman, I thought you was a man with money.
Well, I have done fairly well, yes. I can't complain.
So why you don't left the lotto for poor people like me?
Since when is only poor people display the lotto, Patsy?
What you gonna do with the money if you win it?
Straight to Republic Bank and deposit the check.
It's true what it is, sir. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Aye, Father.
Who's stopping you from buying lotto, Sister Patsy?
Nobody. I just feel the people with money should stay out and give poor people a chance.
All right, my dear.
One like you don't have to study where your next meal coming from.
Excuse me, Sister Patsy. Dinah, my love, I'll be back shortly.
Okay. Anyway, is who really selling me?
Sister Patsy, don't talk to me or my husband.
Well, yes. Since when free speech has been hindered in this country? John, by you're looking wonderful.
Thank you.
John, look, let me hurry up and buy we thing and get out of here.
Why you don't go in, Anardo?
John, Coretta, good day.
Hi, Goldman.
Mr. Goldman, good day. Y'all excuse me.
Everything all right with the lady, John?
Is I upset she?
It seems like y'all don't like each other very much.
If, John, you got time to annul this marriage and run, you know. You're too nice of a gentleman to settle with that.
Please don't disrespect my wife, Sister Patsy.
John, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but when you tie yourself up with certain women, it's like you're operating at a loss at all times.
Sister Patsy, I won't tell you again. Please don't disrespect my wife.
Yeah, ma, you don't have to like a person, but ease with the disrespect.
Yeah, I remember we were talking about the PUUP upgrade the other day.
What that got to do with anything, Patsy?
You know the purpose of the upgrade?
Well, obviously to upgrade the network.
Exactly. because GPL was operating at a loss.
Well, it couldn't be operating at a complete loss. I'm sure they were still making money.
Look, all I know is that the company is suffering from a lot of commercial and technical losses.
Like how much so?
Hold on. I'm pulling it up on the Google here. Not because a little big, I ain't know about finding information on the net. And yeah, see, it's my dad sent me this lovely smartphone.
You know, it has always puzzled me. Why are they calling these phones smartphones? What are you trying to say? The phones smarter than people?
It might just be. They got a lot of stupid people in this world, John. Just look at the coronavirus pandemic. The amount of misinformation that's out there. You know, some people even believe coronavirus is a myth.
They gonna know it's a myth when they end up in the ICU. Myth when this thing don't kill so many people.
Some people think it's just like the common flu.
Look, I had the flu already, and I could tell you cause I experienced both. Coronavirus is 10 times worse than the common flu.
But it's strange, eh? Some people get it and dead. Some people get it, and though they end up in the hospital, they survive.
Like me and Coretta.
Exactly. Then some people get it, and they barely get a little runny nose or no symptoms.
And that leads me to believe that Nofowi probably had this thing already and didn't even know.
Now see, some people deeds make they end up in the hospital, like your wife Coretta.
Sister Patsy, I won't tell you again. I won't tolerate disrespect from you to my wife.
Yeah, man, Sister Patsy. I mean, respect you.
All right, man. Sorry.
That is part of the mystery about this coronavirus. Then you're hearing about this variant and that variant. That's why even if we got the vaccine, we still should be cautious. Because when you get this thing, you don't know how it's going to affect you.
That's true. Anyway, look. I pull up the information here about the GPL.
What said it?
In 2010, GPL's loss reduction unit reported 19.5% in commercial losses.
There's a lot.
Yeah. Almost 20% is a lot.
Here now. And 40% technical losses.
Well, the network was old. I could see why.
That's why they needed to rehabilitate the whole network.
It's a win for GPL and a win for the people.
Exactly. Not only are we now getting improved electricity, but less voltage fluctuation and power outages, and no more faulty connections.
With all these benefits, people got to conserve, though, you know. Dinah having big savings on the light bill because she's serious about this conserving thing.
I trying to. And with conserving a more stable electricity supply, your appliances bound to last longer.
Correct, trying with the little conserving too.
Which brings me back to the point I'm trying to make with you, John. Coretta is nobody's upgrade.
Hello. I ain't gonna tell you again. Patsy, don't disrespect my wife.
Coretta must say the marriage doing you good.
Yes, you even look like you put on a little weight.
I am very happy with my husband.
Keep it up.
But when you and Goldman walking down the aisle, do I know?
We're trying to do it by August month. Hoping Rhonda, Aubrey and Jamari can come.
I could help you plan it if you want.
And she got me right here?
It's just a suggestion. How Rhonda doing though?
They're going all right. You hear how they bring down the COVID-19 cases in New York?
Yes, I hear.
I'm so happy. When it was rampant in New York, I was so worried about them.
You know, Mommy was telling me some of them people who died from corona in New York since last year in Berryette.
What?
Yes. It was so bad that they end up storing bodies in freezer trucks on the road. And some of them people in Berryette.
Well, we hope we don't have a situation like that in Guyana. Because I fed up hearing 2, 3, and 4 deaths a day.
You remember a couple weeks ago, they had 9 deaths in one day?
Frightening.
Well, I'm just glad we get the vaccine and people taking it. There is hope.
Dinah, look at another serving of the white pudding. Correct, like you're ordering everything. You know what has happened when you leave husbands unattended?
Patsy, my husband won't look at you if you're the last woman on earth. Get thee behind me, Satan!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.